From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, thank you for joining with us around the Word of God. You're most welcome to our program. John chapter 15 and the verses 7 through to 11 will be the subject we will look at today. We've entitled our study, The Law of God and the Disciple of Christ. Let me quickly remind you of our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We will take our study of waywardness amongst children a little further. And note how that the young are often the chief victims of parental failures. That's tonight at 9 o'clock. Do plan to join with us once more around the Word of God. Now here is a hymn before we turn to John chapter 15 and the verses 7 to 11. It's sung for us by the SMS Singers of Greenville that day at Calvary.
I stood one day.
Our subject is the law of God and the true disciple. We're looking at John chapter 15 and the verses 7 to 11. I'm going to take the time to read these verses to you, for they are important. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. The Word of God plays a central role in the life of a true Christian. To start with, Peter tells us that we are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth for ever. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. If our spiritual life is rooted in the revelation of Christ given us in the Bible, it is little wonder that the Bible will continue to have a very important place in our Christian life. First of all, note that the Word of God plays an important role in our praying. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Verse 7. Clearly, it is implied that if we do not have God's Word abiding in us, we will not pray effectually. The word abide means to have a permanent residence. If we are to pray aright, we must have the Word of God exercising a continuing influence over our hearts and minds. Those that would maintain an abiding communion and fellowship with Christ must maintain an abiding and constant obedience to his word. The picture of Christ and his sheep in John 10 help us to grasp just what is being set before us here. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. John 10, verse 27. The sheep are guided by the voice of Christ, and they follow him as they obey that voice. Likewise, so must we follow Christ by heeding and obeying his word, and thereby our prayers will be heard of him. You see, if my heart and mind is in submission to God's will, as it is set down in the Bible, then I will ask only for that which is according to his will. Such asking is guaranteed an answer. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. The word of Christ and our submitting to it is the secret of successful prayer. As James says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, that is, one who lives by God's word, availeth much. James 5:16. Does this not tell us why so much prayer is a wasted exercise? If we pray out of hearts and minds that are governed by the sinful appetites of the flesh, then we can hardly be surprised if God does not give us answers to such requests. If the Bible rules you, then you will pray successfully, for you will be praying according to his will. Secondly, note that the Word of God plays an important role in our enjoyment of a sense of Christ's love and joy. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Verses 10 and 11. Children need to know that they are loved, what joy it brings to them. How often little ones will seek the embrace of a mother or father, as a means of knowing that they are loved by their parents. What sunshine it brings to their hearts and lives. Likewise, One of the greatest joys a Christian may experience is a sense of Christ's love. Christ has declared his love for his people in his word. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. Throughout the ages, such declarations, whispered by the Saviour to his people, both collectively and individually, have sustained and comforted them in the midst of the greatest dangers and alarms. But an abiding sense of the love of Christ can only be enjoyed by those who abide in his word. If we understand abiding in the word of God as holding onto Christ's hand as we pilgrimage through this world, then we can easily see how it is that such as abide in his word enjoy a wonderful sense of his love. The reading and study of, and the diligent applying of, God's word to our hearts, and the seeking to observe its teachings every day, will keep us close to Christ and under the brightness of his loving smile. Finally, the word of God plays an important role in Christian fruitfulness. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Verse 8. Many gardeners have made a name for themselves through the success of their horticultural activities. God's name is glorified and magnified by his disciples being fruitful. That can only happen if God's word has a proper place in our lives. Much fruit will only come from obedience to God's word. We cannot live in defiance of God's word and expect to see evidences of God's grace within our lives. A gardener cannot plant a flower or shrub in soil that is unsuitable to the needs of the plant, or in a place in the garden that does not suit the requirements of the plant with regard to sunshine or rainfall or shelter from the wind, and expect it to flourish. No more can a Christian live in disobedience to God and expect his life to produce fruit to the glory of God. In all, our submission to the word of God is absolutely essential for our success as Christians. Where stands the word of God in your life? Is it the subject of your daily study? Has it the central role in the place of worship you attend on the Lord's Day? Do its commands govern every aspect of your heart and home? It must, if we are to live as God would have us to live. Join me again tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.